Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is the most dramatic podcast ever. An iHeartRadio podcast. Welcome to this breaking news edition of the most dramatic podcast ever. I'm Chris Harrison, and this is my breaking news voice. A voice I haven't had to use in many years, but this is a story that we're about to talk about that is so big, so scandalous, it's taken me back to my breaking news days. And this is the Vanderpump Rules affair. Joining me is entertainment reporter, as well as Bravo-aholic, Lauren Zima.
I love your breaking news voice. You know, it's the Vanderpump Vanderdump. Everybody, we spoke to you a little bit about the Vanderpump Rules saga that is sweeping the nation. On Monday, we got into the characters, the real life people from this reality show on Bravo, Tom Sandoval, Ariana Maddox, and Raquel Lavice, whose real name turns out to be Rachel, and the fact that Tom and Raquel were apparently having an affair behind the back and in the home of Tom and Ariana. And Raquel and Ariana are very good friends. So we've been talking about it all week, and we just decided to do another episode of the podcast because this has overtaken everything. I mean, the New York Times wrote about this. If you want to talk drama nation, this is the nation in the drama.
This has been so, I usually don't timestamp these things, but it's Tuesday night. There's so much tea that Lauren and I have actually had to pour a cocktail to get through this. Breaking news. What'd you go with? You went with the tequila?
A tequila. What I call a scent tequila. It's Saint Germain and tequila.
I went with a nice Napa cab. So we're going to enjoy a cocktail on this Tuesday evening, and we're going to get through what has become such a captivating story. And I guess we start with that. Why? There's been cheating scandals. There's all kinds of cheating scandals all the time on TV and off TV. Why has this one
captured our imagination, our eyeballs. It's really captivated this country.
I think that's a question for you because you have 20 years of experience in drama and reality TV. Why has this one become, and by the way, Vanderpump Rules been on almost a decade.
Right.
And, you know, I've been watching it on and off for the past 10 years. I've skipped a couple seasons, watched a lot of them, but it's not a show that, like my mom watches Real Housewives. She didn't watch Vanderpump Rules. It's not a show that everybody had this level of household name familiarity to it, but now all that has changed. What do you think has made the difference?
I think there is... maybe it's post-pandemic, I don't know. But there has been a lack of a social relevant show. And I was looking tonight, there are, 10 stories on Us Magazine and People Magazine. It's all Vanderpump Rules.
You mean a gap in a socially relevant reality show.
Right. And I hate to throw gasoline on what's already a big fire, but I'll tell you, when The Bachelor is in season, which it is now, 5, 6, 7 of the biggest headlines would have been about The Bachelor. It's just not socially relevant anymore. It's not filling that gap. It's not creating storylines that anybody cares about. And when a story like this comes along, we still have that insatiable appetite. You still have that insatiable appetite. So when this story broke, I think it's just a perfect storm of what we used to count on to be good and to be socially relevant and to be exciting is not anymore. We still want it, and now we got it. And it's Vanderpump Rules.
I did have somebody text me today. They were like, I used to see the Bachelor news stories as the top on, you know, the number one news story.
And nobody's talking. Yeah. Nobody.
Well, they're talking about this. And look, I think everybody relates to a cheating scandal, but like we've said, not everything blows up the way this has, and it certainly has. So we are going to give you all the latest information, and we're going to analyze it. So we'll go bit by bit here. We have tried to keep on top of everything. And the latest, where we sit on Tuesday night, is that the show has started filming again, that Tom Sandoval and Raquel Levis, I'm not sure, also, you know what? Her real name is Rachel. So Tom and Raquelichel have filmed scenes together. But according to a report on Entertainment Tonight, Tom didn't like the way their scenes were coming across. He thought he was painted in too negative of a light.
You think?
And he asked, or rather demanded even, that producers let him refilm it, but they did not. And now he's threatening to not film anymore.
Hey guys, I don't look great in this cheating scandal. Is there any way we can spin this? Do I look like a really good guy? I don't look like a predator hitting on this 28-year-old woman, cheating on her in my own bed.
We should note that Tom is 40 years old.
Tom's 40.
Look, hey.
Raquel's
27.
We're going to get into the age difference because the age difference isn't a big deal as far as the relationship goes. That doesn't matter at all. But we will talk about Raquel.
I think Raquel's age matters.
It matters to her and where she is in all this. And by the way, the latest report is they did start filming, of course, but Raquel has allegedly left.
Yes, that's a People Magazine report that she's gone home to be with her family.
She is. This has been so overwhelming. The report is that she has no friends on set, on the cast, social media. It is all against her right now, and you can imagine why. But it's just been so much that she has left. Now, has a camera crew gone with her? Did they follow her home? Very possible. The other thing is maybe a producer got to her and said, hey, just every now and then check in on your own phone. Just roll a camera every now and then and check in.
By the way, I have to say, I believe that it is overwhelming for her. I mean, like we were just saying, this is sweeping the nation now. And I want to be clear, we're discussing, we're having fun. I don't want to come at them with cruelty, with hate, with vitriol, because social media is very overwhelming. And yes, they signed on to be on a reality show, but the human brain can only take so much. I mean, you and I certainly know about a world of people coming after you.
Well, and we were talking just at dinner moments ago that, again, this isn't to forgive anything and it doesn't make her the victim. But for Raquel being so young, she jumped into a show that had already, as you said, had been going for a decade.
She jumped in a few seasons ago. She joined.
But this, at her age, would be a lot to be unloaded on. I mean, this, yeah, she's had a little bit of a taste of this reality show.
This, well, let's just get into it. We're defending Raquel a little bit. I am. And I'll say this. I'll say why. I'm not defending what she did. I am defending her as a person only in that I think she's 27, 28 years old. Tom is 40. Ariana's in her late 30s. The women Ariana is friends with on the show, the other cast members are in their mid, late 30s. And I am not saying that anything that Raquel did here was okay. But I do think that when you're 27, 28, I think she's missing some of the life perspective, the relationship perspective that people 10 years and more older than her have. And I also think they've been on reality TV longer. They're savvier. They're friends with, like, I just think Raquel's in over her head. I'm not saying what she did was okay, but I don't, but I worry about her mental health.
It's a very fair assessment, very fair thing to say that she's over her head in all this.
Yes.
And again, it's not to forgive anything, but I actually was glad to read that report tonight that she's left and she's gone home to surround herself with some people, because there was the reports of she had a crisis management PR team. Do not get Lauren and I started on crisis PR people.
That's a big waste of money.
And how useless they are. The best thing I've heard is that she fired them. I don't know if she's hired another one or not. Sorry, that just opened up a big wound for us and triggered us. The crisis PR.
Because the current media environment changes so quickly and everything happens so quickly. Like, a crisis PR team is a thing of 20 years ago. It's not a thing that matters anymore. Like, there's always groundbreaking new changes in the way things are being covered and all that. Think about this. We're talking about, oh, this is the first time a show like Vanderpump Rules has like made national news in this way. These people, they don't know how to handle it.
Hey, maybe we'll sneak a story into People Magazine for you.
Right.
It's like, great, thanks.
So,
but yeah, so they're useless. I'm glad she fired them. But this is what she's going through, is getting advice from crisis PR people, agents, I'm sure, managers, I'm sure. It has been just a tidal wave of noise for her. So I'm glad to hear that mentally, health-wise, she is removing herself, going to go home, surround herself with some people she can trust, and figure this thing out and get some perspective.
So what's unclear here is there were different reports. Again, this is completely, like, I don't know the sources on this. These are just reports, but let's bring it up for discussion's sake, that the crisis PR team advised her to break up with Tom, to say she was the victim here, that, you know, she was kind of under Tom's spell, or, you know, bamboozled by Tom, and she was going to have to break up with him. Look, she knew it wasn't a situation where, and I've heard of this for real, that people find out later they're sleeping with someone who's married because that person lied and said they were divorced, or lied and said they were in an open relationship. Raquel was friends with
Can't
Ariana.
Be the case here.
She knew she was going to Tom's band's shows with Ariana and cheering him on with her alleged friend from the crowd. So she knew. So I am not applauding her. I am not defending what she did. And I don't think she's a victim here. I'm just saying that I have empathy, right, or worry about her being a 27, 28-year-old, because we all do super dumb stuff then that once we have the perspective of age, we look back on and regret.
And I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm the guy. Maybe it's because I'm an older guy. But I just look at Tom and I think,
Tom's the problem here.
You knew better, bud.
Tom's 40. Tom was in a relationship of almost a decade with Ariana. Tom's been on the show longer. Tom is the problem.
And the
here.
Excuse he laid out of why he didn't tell Ariana.
Okay.
Because this has been a long time affair. This isn't a, hey, we just started hanging out and hooking up.
No, been since last summer.
Been a while. And he said about Ariana and why he didn't break up with her.
Yes, according to a report, Tom said that, or Tom didn't break up with Ariana yet because he was worried about her mental health. So worried about her mental health that he cheated on her with her friend. And because, this is maybe my favorite part, because they had a house together and he thought it would be complicated.
And you could maybe possibly believe that BS if it weren't for how brazen they were. You posted a video from Halloween.
Yes, I did. Well, Raquel still has in her highlights on her Instagram these videos from Halloween where, you guys, this is what I think this
really
is.
Really sick and twisted.
I think this is part of why it's blown up on a nationwide scale, because of these strange, gruesome little details. Yeah. On Halloween, Tom dressed up as Raquel. They are in videos together, Raquel and with Tom dressed up as her.
Raquel, Tom, and Ariana were all going to this same party. They all went to this party, and Tom thought, it's going to be cute if I dress up like the girl I'm sleeping with.
Yes.
That is effed up.
In front of my girlfriend.
That's
she has
next
no idea.
Level effed up.
That it is.
So that is a signal. Again, they and we had already talked about this on the show this week, where they had the little
the
lightning
matching
bolt
necklaces.
Matching necklaces. They did these things that are next level effed up.
The Harry Potter nerd in me and my friend who I follow, follow
the best, lighting bolt.
Yes. Follow the account Best of Bravo. If you want all the Bravo updates, I love Maggie. She's great. And she's really been on the ground collecting all the Reddit news and all that and just curating it. She said, like, what in the Harry Potter is this about the lightning bolt necklaces? And I said, it makes sense because you know who did the lightning bolt scar? Voldemort.
Oh boy. Don't go. Don't do it. Don't
There's
do it.
There's evil in a lightning bolt.
So that to me, and you're right, maybe that's what struck a chord with everybody, is this isn't your garden variety affair. It's a really dark, sick, just a-hole things that they've done together. And I don't know if it's Tom or whatever, but yeah.
Tom dressed up as Raquel.
That's just messed
Tom
up.
Tom dressed up as Raquel and went and hung out with his girlfriend.
And then in this video, this highlight you're talking about, there's like Raquel making a toast in front of Ariana mm-hmm. and Tom. It's just, again, it's just so disgusting because you know what's going on. Now that you look at it through this lens, you just know how sick and twisted it really is. And then there's this video. The whole way this thing got played out mm-hmm. was there at a concert. And we're not sure how she got the phone, but Tom's phone ended up on the floor. Maybe it fell out during the concert, whatever. She ends up with the phone and sees this video.
Yes, it's unclear the specifics, but Ariana allegedly saw a video on Tom's phone, her boyfriend's phone, of Raquel pleasuring herself. And so obviously pretty quickly she knew something was going on there.
So now there's a sex tape in all this, the new version of a sex tape.
So apparently, allegedly, this was a screen recorded FaceTime, a FaceTime screen recorded by Tom. And now Raquel has apparently had a lawyer send out like cease and desist to the whole cast saying, do not distribute this video. You can't exchange it. It can't go public.
Everybody's got this video.
Because it was recorded without her consent.
And this video's out there now.
Look, I believe, by the way, I mean, people have cheated on me before and I have found the cheating on their phones before. The first thing I did was texted that evidence to myself because I'm like, I got to have this so I know, because the person I was with, I'm like, I know this person is a gaslighting narcissist. And if I don't have the visual proof, they will try to deny it or lie their way out of it. I needed the proof for my own sanity. So if Ariana texted that to herself, girl, you have to, I get it, because he would have tried to deny it or whatever. So she had to do that. But I also, look, I don't think it's fair to Raquel if that video ends up, you know, posted online and that ever, that's not fair to her either, because that's, so I get the cease and desist, but you pointed out something interesting about the cease and desist and the wording of it.
Well, the cease and desist is she obviously didn't comply. She didn't give her consent to be recorded. That is what that's the legal argument. That's the only way they can get that cease and desist is she says, look, I did not consent to this video being taken. Tom did it behind my back while I was doing my thing and he recorded it. And so if that's true, then why are they still in good graces? Why are they still together? Because allegedly, after all of this, bottom line is when Bravo started shooting, they were going to continue as if Tom and now Raquel are together, kind of figuring this thing out going forward as a couple. And look, if someone had just recorded me against my will and this thing
without asking,
we're not still dating.
Very good point.
They're finding you in a ditch.
Noted. So do you think that she was just saying it was without her consent?
Well, I think they go to a lawyer and they're like, how do we stop this? And they're like, the only way you stop this is say, I didn't consent to it. Because because this has already gone, I promise you, media outlets have this. TMZ, whoever it is, trust me. They have. If two or more people have this, it's out in the industry. It's out in this world. And these are reality stars. So now it's really out there. So it's already out there at established places, whether it's People or Us Magazine, TMZ, whatever. They have it. Now it's just, can the lawyers keep this under wraps? Will it end up on Reddit? Will it end up on one of the dark web places? Unfortunately, it probably will. But this lawyer apparently is doing his damnedest to shut it down. And good for him, by the way.
Truly. I have to say, no matter what she went through, I don't think it's fair if that video goes
public. You don't deserve
public.
That.
But so there's all these reports about, you know, what her PR strategy is going to be. That one, you know, the one team that she's maybe not working with anymore said, play the victim, break up with him. Then maybe the PR strategy is that they're together and that they're going to be like, we're in love and this is real and get behind it in that way and try to get people on their side in that way. And what do you think? Because I think the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. Like if I were her, I'm trying to put myself in her shoes. I would be sort of questioning everything. I would be like, well, should I break up with him? I mean, especially if he did record that without her consent, should are we together? Are we in love? I mean, it also goes back to, can you trust someone in a relationship when they start that relationship with you as a cheater?
Yeah, I mean, that's a difficult question. I would just say, moreover, a bigger umbrella for your question you just asked, because I think, yes, there are circumstances where we know when affairs happen, look at Amy Robach, TJ Holmes, but I think what matters more is the foundation. The foundation that this relationship was built on is not good. And if I could give this girl advice, I would get her alone. And I hope that this space she's taken now by leaving the show and getting away, she will look back at some of this stuff going on and say, this is not a good dude. This is a bad situation. And I hope, my dream is that all of this will continue, except now Ariana and somehow Raquel will make up and it's everyone against Tom.
That's what you want?
Yes. I'm team everybody except for Tom. And Raquel did say in this statement that was
posted. She didn't make a statement.
Well, it was said, sorry, allegedly in the statement that was released tonight that it said that she left and went home was that she doesn't know how to apologize to Ariana.
Oh, that's, you're talking about the People magazine article. But yeah. It's sources saying that.
Yeah,
she
sources saying she just,
well, of
she
course is she
apologetic.
Doesn't.
She has no idea how. And again, to me, that goes back to, yeah, you're 27, you're 28 years old. And I know that's not so young and it's not an excuse, but I get it. I get how she has found herself in this hole. And now it's not so cute. It's not so fun. It's not so sexy. It's not sex timing each other. It's not the cute little, thunderbolt, lightning bolt.
Raquel, here's your, and I wish I could sit her down and be like, get yourself out of this. If you're with Tom again, get yourself out of this, because here's your biggest thing. Okay. You just brought up the Amy Robach, TJ Holmes thing. You and I both know people I'm thinking of one couple who they are together and married now. Their relationship started as each of them having affairs on their spouses. I am not saying this is okay, but I treat every relationship that I might talk about or hear about on the nature of that specific relationship. And maybe somebody's in a horribly unhappy marriage where they're being mentally and emotionally abused. Maybe they stick it out for the kids. Maybe they got to cheat to stay sane and they finally get out of it. I don't know. But in this situation, Tom's biggest thing was what?
Yeah.
What did Ariana, what was he so unhappy with Ariana? What was she doing wrong? What was she doing to him? Nothing from anything we've heard. If he had some big smoking gun on Ariana and how horrible she'd been to him, I'm sure he'd be rolling it out and we'd be hearing about it.
Yeah.
We got nothing. All we know, the only argument that we have is why he didn't tell her about the cheating, and it's because of her mental health. I mean,
come on. Raquel, look at this guy.
You're a bigger fan than I am, clearly. I'm gaining. Well, I'm gaining on you. But obviously, you are entrenched in this Bravo Nation, so you've been watching Vanderpump Rules. From what I have read and understood in the last several days, Tom loves this. Tom loves, maybe not this, but I just mean the attention, maybe a little narcissistic. These are the things I'm kind of gleaning off of what I'm reading online. Is he that guy that's, I can't pull myself away from this. I love this too much.
You mean just
the attention and everyone talking about him.
I mean, he certainly loves attention, but look, you know, I think when you're watching reality TV, you're kind of like, everybody on a reality show loves it. They're on a reality show. And, you know, I have to say, there's a lot of talk right now about potentially castmates who are no longer on the show. Stassi Schroeder, Jax, Brittany, Kristen Doty coming back to the show because they've been firing up on social media saying they always knew this about Tom. They called it before what kind of guy Tom was. He came across as the nice guy for a while, but they always had his number.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I have a question.
Yes.
Didn't you read something about other people knowing about this as well? Not just them, but like family and friends?
Yes. Okay, let's get into that. But I do, but quickly, I would love for these OG cast members to come back.
It reminds me of a superhero movie.
Like where they're like, activate the formers.
The Avengers.
Yes, activate. And then like they're like, I just see this thing where like they flip a switch and like Stassi and all these like classics get up and they're like,
yeah,
we must go back.
It's like how Michael Keaton's coming back as Batman. Totally. Now. Like the old Batmans and the OG, all the Spider-Mans are coming together in the multiverse.
Be scared. Be very scared.
Well, I would love, and for the fans out there, they know the way that Vanderpump Rules started. The way the show first premiered 10 years ago was that after an episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Lisa Vanderpump, cast member on Beverly Hills, is in her restaurant, Sir, and it just transitioned. You were almost confused. You're almost like, did I flip the channel? What just happened? Is this a commercial? And it transitioned into the series premiere of Vanderpump Rules from an episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Genius.
So here's what I want to happen. OG cast members come to the reunion. The Vanderpump Rules reunion is taping in 2 weeks. They come to the reunion, Jax, Stassi, Kristen. And I should say, Kristen dated Tom in the past and Ariana dated Tom after. So Kristen has a lot to say. They come to the reunion. They say everything. The reunion then transitions into a surprise bonus episode of this season of Vanderpump Rules that reveals that the OGs are back in the cast.
Who hosts the
reunion
show?
Andy Cohen, babe. He's just learning about Bravo, everybody. He's just
no. I guess he does do all the Bravo. I know he did all his stuff. I did.
And I will say, there's
lucky bastard. That's a good seat to have. That's great.
And well, it's interesting. A lot of pressure. Andy's really been leaning into this. Like, this has also been a bit groundbreaking in that, like, all the cast members are talking about it live on social media as it's happening. Andy Cohen's been weighing in. We're really breaking the fourth wall because it's all, they're not like holding it for this season.
I like that.
I do too.
So again, one thing we did wrong many times on our show is that we tried to save it all. And you, first of all, you're not going to save anything anymore. There's no such thing as a
it
secret.
It gets out on social media.
It gets
media.
Out. Social media has ruined that. You know, long gone are the days where we used to have a big secret on a show. And in episode 8, it would be revealed and you're like, oh my God. No, you've heard about it 8 months before. So those days are gone. Instead of pretending like it's not out there, lean into it. And I love what Bravo is doing. And as a network, as producers, so far, I think they've handled this well because you and I were talking about this. This will not air for quite some time. What are you, 3-4 episodes into this new season? I imagine the rewatches, the downloads right now for the first few episodes are going to be huge. And now all of us, including myself, will be watching, looking at this through this new lens.
Looking for clues.
Every time we see Tom, every time we see Ariana, every time we see Raquel, is she wearing the necklace? Are they giving little touches? Are they looking at each other when Ariana's not looking? I mean, all of this is going to be huge and picked apart.
100%. Now, I wanted to ask you, some people DM'd me on Instagram and said, oh, but I think this is all fake. I think it's just for ratings. And, you know, because the show didn't have good ratings last season, they faked this to, you know, give story.
No.
I don't think so either.
No. I mean, I will defend, you know, as bad as things are going, you know, on The Bachelor and Bachelorette. And yeah, it's not socially relevant anymore. And no one's talking about it. There's no magic bullet. It's not like you can say, you know what we should do? We should do another Colton fence jump. We should do another Ari swap and Jason Mesnick, you know, something electric. You can't really produce that. It comes off canned. It comes off produced. People are too savvy now. People are smart. People that are watching Bravo, people that watch our show, they are very in tune now. And again, social media, these people are going to leave the show and they would tell you that it's fake. And so look, did Bravo produce this? No. Now, how they produce it from here on out, how they handle it is the genius. This affair was, I hate to say it, but as a sick producer, manna from heaven for these producers. They are licking their chops. But now how they treat this and how they handle it when they, like you said, bringing the former cast members, coming up with creative, good ideas of how now to, I hate to say exploit it, but
well,
exploit it.
You got to, yeah.
But I mean, use this and to produce it well. This is where the producing will come in. No, they didn't create a fake affair.
So what is the difference? You can produce a moment, but not create a moment?
Yeah. I mean, people always asked me, okay, what was real? What was fake? And all shows are different. There is a spectrum of reality shows. The Kardashians and certain things like that. Duck Dynasty is a great example. It's off the air, so we can talk about that. 100% produced, 100% written, 100% created. None of that was just impromptu, just so happened. So there are shows like that. And then there's shows like Vanderpump or whatever that are probably pretty heavily produced. The moments are created. And I always said what we did a good job of was creating the fishbowl environment. You create the environment. Now what happens within that environment is what's real. So look, we knew that me and Bob love Lauren Zima. It's not an accident we ended up on the 2-on-1 date.
Got it.
We both love you. We hate each other. Not a shocker we ended up on that date. Mm. Yeah, that's just good producing.
And yet, look,
but what happens on that date and how you react is what's real.
And sure, by the way, both Bachelor and Vanderpump Rules, people have noticed like outfits being wrong in different points over the years. Or, I mean, Tom Sandoval asked, can we refilm that?
Creative
I'm sure
editing.
They've reshot a scene or two if they needed to for editing. But I do believe this is real. I believe this affair is real. Here's my biggest clue. They didn't have any of it on camera yet. If it was produced, like they didn't have, and it's been going on since last July,
Yeah. They
didn't have any of it on camera yet. So I do think it was real and it was hidden.
Because they're pissed off. They missed a lot of
this. Yeah, so now they're running with the cameras
because
to go get it.
As good as this is for Bravo, and it's really good, they're kicking themselves because this is not going to be on TV. A lot of this, 70% of the affair is not on TV.
By the way, I mean, they won't do it and they don't need to because everyone will watch every episode. But now I'm just like ready to jump to that moment.
I know.
Like, as a producer, do you say, let's scrap a couple episodes and just get to this?
Yeah, but the anticipation is going to be so good. We're all in. You
just
got us hooked. You have the IV in the vein because now I do want to watch what's going on between these three.
Okay, let me ask you a question. We mentioned old cast members coming back. Kristen Doty's going to come back, hopefully. Mm-hmm. I want her to. Kristen was dating Tom for about 6 years. Actually, Ariana and Tom, there was a bit of crossover a few years ago, and maybe they started getting together before Kristen and Tom had fully broken up. Now, they didn't have this friendship, Kristen and Ariana, but here's a question. Do you think once a cheater, always a cheater? Like, should Ariana have gone into the relationship with Tom thinking, oh, he's a cheater?
I don't believe in that.
I don't either.
I don't. And again, if you had asked me when I was 20, 27 years old, like Raquel, I might have said that. Life is very black and white when you're younger.
Obviously Raquel didn't think she was.
Well, I just mean like when you're younger, you have these strong demonstrative statements and you live by them. It's my way or the highway. The older you get, the wiser you get, the more experienced you get, and you realize stuff happens, things happen. And so I don't believe in the old adage, once a cheater, always a cheater. I think life can change. I think relationships are so different. I mean, there is so many differences between my first marriage and this relationship and our soon-to-be marriage. So you can't compare those.
Yeah.
When you're a decade, 2 decades older, you're a different human being. You're a different man. You're a different woman.
Completely. I think what's frustrating for people about this situation is, again, Tom didn't... Like, okay, again, I'm thinking, say somebody has just a real, this was not a complicated enough situation to justify Tom's cheating. Like, just break up with Ariana. Just break up with her. The alleged report about, oh, he's like, we have a house, so it's going to be hard. Oh my gosh, what about if you have kids? Like, come on, man, just end it.
And if he loves reality TV, which he does, and he loves to be the center of it, what better than a great breakup story of I'm breaking up with you and I'm going to be with Raquel? This is what leads me to something about the psychology and the pathology of this whole thing with him. He loved some form of this. Maybe he doesn't now, because again, once everything blows up, it's not so pretty anymore. But there was a sick, twisted high that he was getting off of this, of her, both of them being at his show, both of them being at the Halloween party, her wearing the little trinket that he's wearing and only they know. But you notice in all these little sick, twisted moments, Ariana had to be a part of it. He wanted the voyeurism, it wasn't even the danger. There was, and again, I got to look more into the psychology of this, but there's definitely a deep seated thing where he wanted Ariana always in these moments where he had Raquel.
Oh, I had not thought about that. I got to take a sip of my tequila. That's a good point. The cheating happened allegedly in part when Ariana was asleep in the next room. Like Raquel, it's unclear completely why Raquel stayed at their house. Maybe they were all drinking and so she slept in their guest room.
It happens. People from my show have stayed here at the house.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's what I mean. I'm saying she wasn't like, to be clear, right. She wasn't living with them or something, but she stayed at their house for some reason. And I'm sure it happened more than that, but she was asleep in the next room. Asleep in the next room.
Yeah, that's
me. You're right.
Again, there's something there when you consider the concert, the Halloween. There's so many little stories that have gotten out, and Ariana was a part of them all. And that's just what is messed up.
Right. And where's the guilt? As we talked about on Monday, his statement didn't say, I hope he releases another statement, but that first one didn't have an apology to Ariana. Where's the guilt? Where is the, yeah. So now we had mentioned that other people were involved in this. So let's talk about the report that Tom and Raquel reportedly spent Christmas in St. Louis, where Tom is from, with his family.
What? What? So the family, again, you know, there's former cast members that kind of had an inkling of this, but there's family that knew about this. They've spent time together with family.
Some screenshots have surfaced of Raquel's sister allegedly posting a photo of them and like making kind of an, if you know, you know, comment that quote, so-and-so should really be together. Like it was the hiding in plain sight. The fact that the family was involved, it raises the question, when do you,
right.
You know, when do you like, and it's also become a question with Tom's best friend, Tom Schwartz, confusingly both named Tom, but if Tom Schwartz knew about this, he's also friends with Ariana. Like, does he, when do you have an obligation or a duty to out someone who you love on something they're doing wrong?
I would venture to guess, maybe not everybody, but I bet I'm not off by saying 90% of the people listening to this have either been cheated on or have cheated. You're in one of those two camps, maybe both.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe many have done
both. It's gotta be 100%.
Probably 100. If you've gone through this life unscathed, then you're a grown adult and you haven't been cheated on or have cheated. God bless you. Congratulations. But what you're saying about the obligation is very interesting because it depends on whose camp you're in. So let's say it's Raquel's family. My own personal stance on this is I appreciate those that maybe they're not gonna run to Ariana. Maybe that's a step too far, but maybe they would take a stance to Ariana and Tom. Maybe they would go to Ariana and say, hey, I'm not going to say anything, but you got to do something. You know, this isn't right.
Oh, you mean to Tom and Raquel?
Right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Did I get everyone mixed up? Yes. To Raquel. Say you're in Raquel's family and you're at Christmas and Tom shows up. You go to your sister, your daughter, your whatever she is, your friend and say, hey, babe, I love you. You're my girl. I'm not going to bury you. I'm not going to sell you out. But this has got to stop. You're better than this. You need to be better than this. Same thing with Tom and the other Tom, whoever his friends are, whoever his people that knew and at least didn't say, hey, man, if you don't put a stop to this, I will. You need to. This is sick.
I agree. It's all about not... It's about drawing a line and saying, I can't support this. I can't partake in this. I can't be a part of it.
The ideal that you think, you know, someone's going to write in and be like, I'm going to go to Ariana and I'm going to tell her.
Well, and by the way,
that's a little too much. That's not reality.
Right. I don't expect Tom's family to go to Ariana.
Right.
I actually think that would be, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how close she is with them, but I don't think you welcome them in. How do you... Like, hey, welcome for Christmas, guys.
Yeah.
Where's the woman you live with and own a home with and have been with for almost 10 years?
And light or dark meat? What would you like?
Do you like marshmallows on your sweet potato casserole?
I mean.
Like what?
Yeah, it's.
I have drawn that line in the sand with friends before. I've said, look, I can't talk to you about this part of your life anymore because it's not healthy for you. It's not right. And like, I've had pauses in friendships before that then they've come back months later once that person wasn't doing that thing anymore. But that's why it's wild to me. And again, if the sister did really post these screenshots and photos, the fact that she was reveling in it a little bit too is like,
did she love the reality TV of it all? Did she love, you know, it's a tough call, but you, in all things being equal, you would hope someone in their camps would have stood up and said, hey guys, you got to put a stop to this.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit Bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Speaking of putting a stop to this, are there any other major headlines before we put a pin in this tonight?
Okay. I'm going to throw one more weird thing at you. Okay. Oh, and by the way, well, I want to, sorry. Okay. Two more things. One, the OG's coming back. Some people are like, they were fired for a reason. Stassi Schroeder was in some controversy herself, a couple years ago. My stance on this has always been one, I don't think punishment lasts forever. So they've done the time for doing the crime. And two, problematic people are on reality television. Like, I'm not saying it's okay. I'm not saying they should get away with everything. And I do think there's a line and that there should be punishment for offenses. But reality TV is about, I mean, dramatic reality TV.
Yeah. It done well.
Is about.
Yeah.
It involves problematic.
When our
problems.
Show over the last 20 years was at its best, when it was the greatest, what are you going to talk about? It was those crazy moments. It was, yes, there were some loving moments, but it was those crazy moments. And as a producer with my producer hat on, with what I love about the OGs coming back is they're producible. They want to come back. They're very producible.
They're good at being on TV.
They're good at being on TV. They're going to be, so for Andy Cohen, they're essentially plants. Andy's going to have plants in there that they will be ready to fire the questions that Andy can ask, places he doesn't want to go. I mean, Andy doesn't shy away from anything, but
he's not on the show.
But right, he's not on the show, and they can go places and they know things. So they are essentially producers on the set that can really stir things up.
All right. So the last thing I'm going to give you, the last twisted, weird little thing. So we were talking about the family condoning it or Tom Schwartz and all that. So there's also, you know, so many interviews that are now being looked at, just like we're looking at these episodes, because these people went on press tours for the new season. I talked about the interview where Raquel is with Sheena, another cast member, and Raquel saying, oh, Ariana's my true friend. She's welcomed me to the show. Tom Schwartz and Tom Sandoval have done interviews together, and Tom Schwartz is kind of standing there. You know, we should note, what was going to be the storyline this season was Tom Schwartz and Raquel allegedly hooking up.
Oh, gosh.
It is now thought that that was maybe a total red herring of Tom Schwartz trying to cover the truth, which is that his friend Tom Sandoval was hooking up with Raquel.
Now, that's messed up, too.
Chris is...
Oh, my mind is just blown.
His eyes just got so wide. I'm just dropping this on you later.
I mean, there's one thing about covering for your boy and, like, you know, bro code, but come on, man. That's...
Do you think that's... What do you think?
That's juicy. That's good.
That is, so all these interviews are being analyzed, right? So what the
we're going to Monday morning quarterback this now and go back and watch. That's why I'm glad they're not throwing this on us right now. I want to look at all of this through this lens, knowing what
tape.
I know. Yeah. Go back and now watch these future episodes that are going to lead up to the cheating scandal.
So the last weird little thing I'm going to leave you with is a moment from an interview where Raquel is asked, well, who did you get close with this season? First of all, Raquel's like, oh yeah, you know, this was supposed to be this redemption season for her. She was going to come into her own. Oh, oh gosh.
Poor thing.
And she says that she's gotten close with like Sheena and Ariana and Tom Sandoval. And she says, Tom Sandoval has really been a good guy for me. He's really treated me like a little sister.
Ooh.
Yeah. What? What?
Yes. No words on that one. Maybe bad, poor choice of words. I get what she was probably trying to do to deflect all of this attention, but
And that's why Tom Sandoval is the real problem here for me.
He is.
And I'm not saying Raquel's a victim and that she knew what she was doing was wrong, but Tom Sandoval he's the real problem here for me. So,
this has been a much needed episode.
This has been Drink in Hand, the Vanderdump, the most dramatic podcast ever.
We have to put a pin in it tonight because you've blown my mind so many times, my wine glass is empty.
I'm sorry, I left you on the little sister.
I need to run to the wine cellar, get more Cabernet, but just know that I don't think this story is going anywhere. And neither are we. We will keep you up to date on everything that's going on with this Vanderpump Rules affair. We'll start bringing people on. We will follow this because it is captivating and it has captivated all of us.
Yes. And follow us because we're talking about it more. I'm at Lauren Zima. Chris is at Chris B. Harrison. Chris B. Harrison, middle name Brian. And the podcast is at The Most Dramatic Pod Ever. Like, subscribe, and please leave a good rating. And cheers, babes.
Cheers.
Cheers to Ariana. We love you, Ariana.
This has been a special breaking news edition of The Most Dramatic Podcast Ever. We'll talk to you next time because we have a lot more to talk about. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at The Most Dramatic Pod Ever and make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. I'll talk to you next time.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.